WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD enthusiast, back with another dose of spiritual wisdom to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like your brain's a hummingbird on caffeine? That constant worrying, that never-ending to-do list playing on repeat in your head. Yeah, I get it. That's where meditation comes in, not just for those Zen masters and yoga gurus, but for us everyday warriors battling the chaos. Today, we are diving into a simple meditation practice specifically designed for our magnificent, sometimes overwhelming ADHD brains. Ready to find some inner peace amidst the mental storm? Let's do this. Okay, so here's the deal. Stress and anxiety are like uninvited house guests that just won't leave. They hang around, making snide comments about your life choices and stealing all your chill. Sound familiar? But guess what? We can gently guide them out the door with a little mindfulness magic. Now, before you start picturing yourself chanting in a remote Himalayan cave though, that sounds pretty amazing, let me tell you. This isn't some hardcore spiritual boot camp. This is about taking a few minutes each day to simply be present, no judgment, just observation. It's like hitting the refresh button on your mental state. First off, find a cozy spot where you won't be interrupted. Think comfy blanket, warm lighting, maybe even some calming music if that floats your boat. You want this to feel like a mini vacation for your mind. Then take a few deep breaths. In through the nose, out through the mouth, focusing on the sensation of each breath entering and leaving your body. This helps anchor you in the present moment, kind of like pulling your attention back from that runaway train of thoughts. Next up, bring your awareness to your body. Notice any tension, any tightness maybe in your shoulders, your jaw, your stomach. Don't try to change it, just acknowledge it. It's like taking a mental inventory of how you're feeling. Imagine those feelings as clouds passing by in the sky, they come and go, but you don't have to cling to them or get swept away. Now let's focus on your thoughts. They'll likely start buzzing around like bees in a hive. That's totally normal. Just gently acknowledge each thought without judgment, then let it drift by like a leaf on a stream. It's like watching a movie, you observe the story unfolding, but you don't get caught up in every single detail. Remember, this isn't about emptying your mind completely, that's an unrealistic expectation, my friend. It's about creating space for stillness and awareness, allowing those thoughts to come and go without getting attached. Think of it like training your brain. The more you practice, the better you become at observing those thoughts and gently guiding your attention back to your breath or your body's sensations. You know that feeling when you're finally unwinding after a long day, maybe enjoying a warm bath or curling up with a good book. That sense of calm and relaxation, that's what we're aiming for here. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, fellow ADHD warrior I met at a workshop. Sarah was constantly feeling overwhelmed by her to-do list, her mind racing a mile a minute. She was anxious all the time, struggling to focus on anything. Then she started incorporating this simple meditation practice into her routine. At first, it felt awkward, like trying to sit still when your inner squirrel wants to run wild. But Sarah persisted. Slowly but surely she noticed a difference. Her mind wasn't as chaotic anymore. She could focus better, feel calmer, and manage stress more effectively. Her anxiety started to ease, replaced by a sense of peace she hadn't experienced before. This simple practice became her secret weapon for navigating the ups and downs of life with ADHD. So there you have it, a simple yet powerful meditation practice that can make a real difference in your day-to-day life. It's about finding moments of stillness amidst the chaos, creating space for calm, clarity, and self-compassion. Remember, even 5 minutes of mindful breathing can shift your entire energy. My biggest takeaway for you today: don't underestimate the power of a quiet mind. Make time for yourself, nurture that inner peace, and watch as your world transforms. Go out there and rock those meditations. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little mindful magic. And if you have any thoughts or experiences to share, drop a comment below. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep shining bright, my beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.